Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
When a baby is born by C-section, what does the C stand for?
Cesarean.
Cesarean!
Yes!
Right!
Oh, what an
we're tied now, right?
Yeah, yeah, we are tied.
How did nice. You get to answer that question when I'm the one that's had one of those?
That's cheating.
No, that's no point.
That's the way the game is. Yeah. No.
But
no.
He was a witness.
I watched it.
You watched it happen. You watched it as they took the baby out through the sunroof.
The sunroof?
I'm sorry.
My wife and I started watching TV, and we were watching some miniseries from the 70s, Jesus of Nazareth, where everybody had thick British accents. It was a little weird.
Yeah, as they did.
They hadn't colonized Nazareth just yet.
Not yet. But then we went to The Chosen, and I remember watching the first season of The Chosen probably like 5 or 6 years ago, maybe longer, and like, oh, we really liked it. So let's watch season two. So we start those. And I started noticing all like the modern language. Now, I know they're trying to make it very accessible and like so people, you know, can enjoy watching and get the story without it being all like real old timey language.
Yeah, using, you know, modern phraseology that, you know, people can relate to.
When did this come out?
Within the last 10 years it started and they still continue. They were taking me out of it with the modern language.
Mm.
And these are actual phrases that I like. That seems a little weird. the apostles are talking about like, oh, you know, Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist, he was down in the water, and he just freaked out. Did they use
those
freaked
phrases?
Out? Did he have a spaz attack? What? I mean, like,
does he end the Sermon on the Mount and say, be excellent to each other and party on? You know.
No cap. Another one that they actually said in the series, and it was like, there's, you know, a couple of the apostles are fishermen, right?
Yes.
That was their job. Yeah. They're simple fishermen. And there's something changing is going to happen. And one of them says, well, what will this do to our careers?
As fishermen.
They have career day back 2,000 years ago. My career path has been altered. I will no longer be catching fish all day.
Here comes Jesus and the 12 interns. They had to work their way up to apostle.
Did the apostles get like a bring your daughter to work day?
Right? And then, and does this have 401k?
Yeah.
There was one other one. It was like a scene at a wedding. And a character's talking about giving a wedding gift. And then he says, oh, I lost my train of thought.
Like, nobody, they didn't have trains yet.
They didn't invent trains for another 1,800 years. You should have said, I lost my caravan of camels of thought.
They say, Pontius Pilate, don't do this. And he says, talk to the hand. You know, that's the way everybody spoke then.
Yeah, it was a little weird. Took me out of it just a bit.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So the president surprised everybody yesterday. He's a president who doesn't surprise very often these days. But he tweeted out on Easter morning, Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the effing bleep straight, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah.
Wow.
Praise be to Allah. Wow.
Okay.
You'll be living in hell like America is right now.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of wonderful, absorbed creatures, Kanye West has come back with a comeback.
No.
He made $33 million over the weekend, a couple of big shows in Los Angeles. He says his key to his success right now is he stopped being a Nazi. He can just turn it on and off. Good for him.
He's one of the only ones. Do that at the White House.
America's guest, Adam, what you got?
So there's a new bill in Tennessee. It would make drink spiking a Class D felony, carrying up to 12 years in prison and fines up to $5,000.
That's good.
The legislation also requires bars and restaurants to provide free drink testing strips to customers. So that's a good... Tennessee government did something good for once.
Yeah. I know. Mark this day down. They actually passed something that we like.
It's actually a problem that they've dealt with.
And you solved a problem.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Especially Nashville, man. This, like, us being a touring, drinking town, tourist town, that's a bad problem.
It is. It really is. It's time for a Woody and Jim joke off. The rules are simple but very strict. We tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses. Adam, our guest this morning, will be the moderator. You will be the referee. You will decide.
I'm excited.
Okay.
I'd like to say hello to my friend Patty, who checks out the joke off every Monday morning. Says it's great. Remind me of her old uncle.
Ah.
That's what she said. It's those caliber jokes that are coming at you.
All right. Let's begin.
Woody?
Mm.
Sure. Alexander Graham Bell. He was great.
Mm.
But I'm more impressed by the work of his brother, Taco.
Oh.
Jim, coffee was voted the best beverage in the world.
Yeah.
It really wasn't fair, though, because there was a lot of absentee ballots.
That was terrible.
I don't even get it.
That's like bitter coffee in my mouth.
Woody, do you know the last thing my grandfather said to me before he kicked the bucket?
Hmm.
He said, "Grandson, watch how far I can kick this bucket."
Jim, Rick Astley would love to loan out his extensive Pixar movie collection.
Yeah.
Except for one. He's never going to give you up.
Up. Yep.
That was a really long trip to get to that, wasn't it?
Memories. It was 10 years ago today when my best friend ran out of the room and yelled, "It's a boy!" It was the weirdest trip to Thailand I've ever taken.
I like that.
Almost gotcha.
Has kind of a hangover two feel to it.
Yeah, that was close.
Jim, what's Stevie Wonder's favorite color?
I don't know.
Corduroy.
Really?
Going straight to hell for that joke.
Woody, my father was a conjoined twin.
Hmm.
His brother was my uncle on my father's side once removed.
Oh, that was close.
Jim, my girlfriend said, "Hey, let's spice things up in the bedroom. Why don't you be the doctor and I'll be the patient?" I said, "Fine." I made her sit out in the hall for 3 hours. Totally Hits 93.3. It's Monday. We could use a Woody and Jim mood boost. Hey, feeling good, like I should. It's tough being a new kid at school, especially if you're deaf. Ben O'Reilly is a 7-year-old first grader in New Hampshire. Apparently, New Hampshire is the only state in the union that doesn't have a special school just for deaf children.
Oh, really?
So he was kind of an island. He was kind of alienated. He couldn't communicate. He had a really, really tough time.
He didn't have relationships with his peers or teachers, for that matter. He was very alone, and he acted very alone.
Yeah.
Not a little guy.
Not to have any friendships.
I know. Very sad.
It's tough.
And one kid decided, I think I'll befriend this kid, and started to start watching him and kind of picking up on his sign language he was using.
Yeah.
And I guess that spread to all the other kids at the school and the teachers. And eventually, almost everybody at the school knew some sort of sign language so they could communicate with Ben.
And that's awesome.
And it totally turned his life around.
That's so sweet of him.
It made everything so much better.
Now they can ask each other, "Hey, you want to play?"
Right. It clicked for him that the sign language had value.
You could just watch his world open up with communication. It was amazing.
So awesome. There's some compassion and kindness in the world. You just got to look for it.
The whole school.
Right there.
I love it.
Everybody just opened up to him.
Yeah, that's great.
He went from lonely to knowing everybody. That's fantastic. That. If you'd like to see video of these amazing people that did a great job for Ben, you can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or the Woody and Jim Facebook page, or you can check it out at totallyhitsnashville.com.
Monday for all of us. It's going to be a big Monday for NBC and Channel 4. I guess Savannah Guthrie is returning to the Today Show today after 2 months off in the search for her mom. Oh, they still have no leads as to what might have happened to her.
Yeah, there's just been absolutely no developments in that whatsoever.
So I guess now, she's mourning, obviously, but, kind of got to get back to work, I guess.
As the show opened, she said, here we go, ready or not, let's do the news.
Yeah.
I mean, good for her.
I know. I would imagine you can't sit around forever. You just be... I would go crazy.
Yeah.
I would lose my mind.
I would have to go back to my routine.
Yeah, if you've had like a close parent die or something like that, it's like, you mourn for a little bit. But then I think it's therapeutic for you to get back to work and kind of get your mind on something else and go about your regular life again.
A little normalcy.
It is.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't think we're ever going to find her.
But by this time, it's been 2 months. There's been really no lead. All they have is that fuzzy, reconstructed, a doorbell camera. And, looks like it was probably a robbery or maybe even a kidnapping that was gone wrong. And I think, I think she's long gone,
that
sadly.
That video looks so fake, though.
Really?
I don't
think so.
I don't think it's real.
Hmm. What makes you think it's not real?
It's too fuzzy.
Okay.
The guy, the way he was wearing his gun, no one would ever wear a gun like that. It's just,
he had it where it was probably pretty much pointed at his crotch.
Yeah.
So if he accidentally shot himself.
You don't do that.
Yeah.
Most people say, don't point it at your naughty bits.
As a gun owner, I would never put my gun there.
Yeah, that's probably a good
But
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong.
We have a stupid criminal story. We could do one every hour.
Oh, yeah.
Of every day. All day long, 24/7, 365.
Right.
This whole thing reminds me of somebody who didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, it does seem very amateurish. Yeah.
And then,
but what was the end
disappear.
Game? That was my question, is what was the end game?
Well, they received, ransom demands, but then you never heard any follow-up or
None
anything.
None of them were legit.
I think they were just, people were just trying to get themselves into the story and... So many bloggers and influencers were trying to get into it. They were like camped outside her house and all this.
Yeah. So. I heard one person, this is like not based on anything, but you just figure, okay, maybe this is worth a thought, that it was somebody that wanted to hurt Savannah Guthrie or her whole family.
Mm.
And this was how they did it. I don't know why, but I mean, that was achieved, right?
What's the point of hurting Savannah Guthrie? Like, what do you gain from that?
Unless you have some kind of...
Personal vendetta.
Some kind of vendetta.
Today show?
Yeah.
Who is she harming?
Yeah.
Right?
I have questions.
You never know. People can be kind of crazy,
Yes, they can.
They did. You did. I was standing outside the Today Show studio with a sign, and you didn't acknowledge me, so I'm mad at you.
Right.
That kind of thing,
So I'm going to go to Arizona and abduct your mother?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody tried to kill the president. Was it Reagan? That they tried to kill them
to impress Jodie Foster.
Actress Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
They didn't know Jodie Foster. They just said, this will get her attention.
And didn't realize, she probably wasn't going to date you.
Yeah. So I don't think.
In prison.
The persons who do crimes, they don't always have logic on their side.
Imagine in prison, they come to him with the guards. Come to, oh, by the way, you're trying to impress, Jodie Foster. You know she's a lesbian, right? And I went through all that for nothing? Oh, let's do that gender warsy thing. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? You can now call them. Make you a great deal. LocalTreeFellers.com. We love it when married couples play gender wars, because then it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
We have Candace and Nick ready to go at it. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
Good.
Good morning.
Real good.
Let's let you warm up a little bit with a question that doesn't count. Candace, tell us the favorite dish that mom made growing up.
Anything fried, especially fried chicken.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And she had that special skillet to cook it in.
She had everything special.
Cast iron.
Nick, what about you? Your favorite dish mom made?
Well, that would be German potato salad or anything German.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Was she German?
Yeah, yeah. Grew up in Cincinnati.
Family
very
recipes.
German.
All right. Yes. Very cool.
Sounds absolutely good.
All right. You each have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, you can use the screw to make your opponent answer your question.
Here we go. All right. Candace, multiple choice. Is Baker Mayfield a famous golfer, NASCAR driver, or football player?
Football.
That's right.
Good job. Yeah. All right, Nick. Is a marquee cut diamond shaped like a football, a square, or a circle?
A square.
Oh, football. Sorry.
Football was the answer to both questions.
Wow.
Candace, a type of purse shares a name with what part of a manual car transmission?
A clutch.
Yes.
Yeah. Good job.
We got to it.
All right. Candace has a commanding 2-0 lead. Nick, if you want to stay in the game, you got to get this one right.
All right, Nick. You got this. Name one of Taylor Swift's 3 cats.
You do have the screw if you need it.
I need a screw on this.
All right. He's throwing it out there. Back to you, Candace.
All right. Do you know the name of one of Taylor Swift's 3 cats, Candace?
Well, I'm just going to guess. Let's go with Muffy.
Muffy!
No. You got Olivia Benson, Meredith Grey, and Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
All right. That's a point for Nick. He stays in the game. All right. Now, this question designed for you, Candace. If you get it right, you'll win 3-1.
All right, Candace. The Creed movies are a spinoff of what other movie series?
Scream.
Not Scream.
Not Scream.
No.
Oh, I thought you said Screw. I'm sorry.
No.
they're sequels of the Rocky movies.
All right.
Oh, Creed. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Nick, you're alive.
You can still tie it up.
You can tie it up.
You got this, Nick. Mm-hmm. When a baby is born by C-section, what does the C stand for?
Cesarean.
Yes! Right!
Oh,
we're tied now, right?
Yeah, we are tied.
Nice.
I get to answer that question when I'm the one that's had one of those.
That's cheating.
Oh, that's no point.
That's the way the game is. Yeah. No.
But
no.
He was a witness.
I watched it.
You watched it happen. You watched it as they took the baby out through the sunroof.
He was a witness.
The sunroof.
I'm sorry. Mike's wife had 2 of those.
Let's settle this with Name That Tune. You get up to 5 lines from a song to name the song. Candace, how many do you need?
I'll take 5.
5, all 5. What do you think, Nick?
Can you do it in less?
I'm going to need 6.
Okay, so you want to let her do it in 5 then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here are the 5 lines. Name this song. Oh, when the working day is done. Oh, girls, girls just want to have fun. Girls just want to have fun. They just want to.
Huh.
What is that song, Candace?
I think it might be Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yes!
Nice job!
She had amazing. The game in the bag, then she kind of lost some ground, and then she got it back.
Then you kicked for the finish line. Well done.
Congratulations, Candace. You got tickets for Supercross, high-flying motorcycle adventure at Nissan Stadium. Got a 4-pack of tickets for that. Congratulations. Good job, both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
We're playing with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Gene out for a few days. Our friend Adam is joining us this morning. And tell us about your irrational fear.
This comes up because a couple weeks ago we were playing Get Real, where we ask each other questions, kind of serious questions, and you got what was your irrational fear. You gave us an answer, but you've been thinking about it ever since because you think there's a better answer.
I think I panicked in the moment and I didn't know what to say.
All right.
So irrational fear. So we have a paper towel holder in our kitchen mounted to the wall, and it's right next to a window. And my irrational fear is every time I pull a paper towel off, I'm convinced there's going to be a wasp on the other side that I'm not going to see until it's too late.
That is coming through the open window.
Yes. Yeah.
And is waiting.
Waiting.
Laying in wait.
When Adam goes for a paper towel, that's when I attack.
I never, ever thought about this before until we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. But now every time I do it, I'm like, there's going to be a wasp. And I'm terrified of my paper towel holder now.
Okay.
So
that's a pretty irrational fear.
Something to be proud of.
Yeah.
My irrational fear is, and this is so strange, this is all because I had a nightmare when I was a child that I was attacked by a Bigfoot while I was outside of a, like, one of those electrical substations where they just have those, like, gray transformers and stuff behind the fence.
Yeah, and they just go with zzzz the whole time.
They just hum. Yeah, and that's where, like, I was attacked by a Bigfoot.
Wow.
And so now, like, I don't want to be around those electrical substations. There's been times where I've had to, like, pull off the road, like, on a, you know, road trip or something, and I'm like, oh, I didn't expect that to be here. Keep driving.
Could the substation hide Bigfoot?
I think that's where he hides in my dream.
Maybe that's it, yeah.
Logic, yeah.
Okay.
They send off some sort of Wi-Fi signal that attracts the Bigfoot.
Right.
He's like, charging his phone.
Yeah.
Just running his business.
Exactly. Or he was a monkey and he touched a transformer and it sent some magic electrical juice through him and turned him into Bigfoot. I don't know. It's very irrational.
Here is a solution if you'd like to hang something outside your open window to keep the wasps away.
Okay.
Are the wasps building nests out there?
No.
No?
No,
okay.
We spray out there all the time.
So there is no wasp there, just in your imagination.
The but few times one has gotten in the house,
okay,
that's they kind of land right there.
All right.
So that's kind of where I like eyeball every time I walk in the kitchen.
I don't want a wasp, so what do I do? What's the trick?
Okay,
what's
this
the hack?
My girlfriend found this online.
Okay.
That you take a paper bag, like a lunch sack.
Yep.
Okay.
And you kind of ball it up, and you hang it somewhere under the bottom of your roof.
Okay.
And to a wasp, it looks like, oh, that's another wasp nest. I'm not going to build one here because it looks like somebody's already got this spot.
I've done that before. The rain. It just, like, just destroyed it.
Well,
you got to hang it somewhere where it's not going to get wet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it'll fool the wasps.
Except for being outdoors and exposed to rain, it works perfectly.
Yes, that's right.
If it doesn't disintegrate.
And then the wasps get all wet and fall down and go, oh, they've been trying to fool us. Quick, to the paper towel dispenser. Let's get it.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Now, Adam, your fear of wasps may be replaced by giant spiders that are making their way toward Tennessee right now.
That's even worse.
They say they're the size of an adult hand. They're not. They have kind of daddy long legged legs and a smaller body. They're called the Joro spiders, and they come from like the south. And they're moving their way this way, and they could overrun us by fall. But they say they're not poisonous to humans or to pets.
Great.
I looked at pictures. I saw one. Somebody had it on their hand. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, they look kind of scary, but we'll get used to it.
Just another species coming into the area.
Yeah.
Moving here.
Yeah.
Driving up home prices.
Yeah. Indigenous to Asia. Like, how did they get here? Who brought one over?
Let's just blame California. That's where they came from. That's right. Yeah, the upside, we got in and out. The downside is we got the giant spiders.
Yeah. Win-win.
Ay, ay, ay.
Morning. Welcome to today on this Monday morning. We are so glad you started your week with us, and it is good to be home.
Yes, it is good to have you back at home.
Wow. Savannah Guthrie back at the Today Show. She has returned back to work a couple of months after her mother went missing. And, of course, we don't really know anything of what happened to her mom. So far they haven't talked about her mom, Nancy. And they've just been talking about, the U.S. pilots being rescued in Iran.
All the other crazy world events.
Oil prices and stuff. Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see how they handle that when news of her mom does break.
Does
she take that day off if they've like found out something big or something? So.
Surely they'll have to address it at some point.
Yeah.
She and her family need closure somehow.
I hope something happens that they get that.
In 2 months, right?
Yeah, over.
Yeah.
Over 2 months.
That's awful.
Adam's here for Gina. What you got?
So there was back in March, there was a woman taking her morning walk on the beach. And she heard screams for help in the ocean. She ran out and helped rescue a man out of the water. Turns out he's a double murder suspect. So he is now in custody. But the police are dealing with that. And she's horrified that she actually saved him.
She saved a murderer.
Yes.
Wow. Wait,
but you didn't know that.
No.
Wasn't Lynch. Right. Hey, you're drowning. You're not wanted by the police or anything, are you? Okay.
What if he gets convicted in the death penalty and they make him just go back?
Back to the ocean.
I don't think they mount wanted posters on the beach.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
That's very odd. I guess around noon our time today, Artemis 2 will be around on the other side of the moon and showing us what it looks like.
Starting at 12, they make the moon run where they go around the other side of the moon for their one pass at the moon. They only got one shot.
Yeah.
It's like a moon drive-by.
Yeah. They're flying to where the moon is going to be.
Okay.
That's like a lot of math.
It is.
I guess this afternoon, around 12:46, they will pass the record of being the farthest humans ever away from planet Earth.
Right.
At about 250,000 miles away.
Right. And there'll be a communication blackout. And now, are they going to be able to see the dark side of the moon? Stuff that we haven't seen before?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's when the communication blackout is. And when they are, when the moon is between them and the Earth.
Right.
They can't get the signals back for about 40 minutes. Wow. So
it's kind of like if you were driving like and listening to an AM radio station and drove under a bridge. It went out a little
for
bit.
A little
it's
bit.
The same thing.
Can't get the signal.
The moon's going to get in the way.
Exactly. Exactly. Everybody like, keeps their fingers crossed that they're going to be safe while we can't be in touch with them.
So right. Cool. Yeah.
Are they bringing help back with them?
Hopefully. There's superior moon creatures on the other side that are coming back and we'll
Everyone
solve
talks
all
about
our problems.
No one ever talks about moon people. They got to be helpful.
They're going to be the first ones to see them.
Yeah, obviously, you know. And they're probably, you know, underground, so you probably can't see them that much, you know, because the moon is hollow. Everyone knows that.
All right, there's about six things in that sentence that were just freaking idiotic. All in like 5 seconds. That was pretty
It's the most 2026 statement you can possibly make.
They've all got, this is for the first time ever, they've all got iPhones.
Yeah.
They're not
really?
Connected. Yeah, they're not connected to, like, they've taken out the cell phone part of it so it doesn't mess up the navigation of the ship itself. But
they can take pictures and video.
Yeah, and a lot of it from inside. So they can, they've already been showing pictures of, you can see the astronaut in front of you looking out the window and then what that astronaut is looking
at. Does the ship have Wi-Fi?
It does not.
Okay.
Because that also would mess things up. So I don't know if they're like plugging it in. If they're like, oh, did everybody bring the right cables? this is a lightning cable. All we have is USB-C. Darn it. We should have thought of that.
And of course, a lot of people, there's lots of conspiracies going on that the whole thing is faked, like last time. So
yeah, I see a lot of these videos come up on like Reels and TikTok, and then you're like, you know what? Just doesn't add up to me, so it must be fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're a moron and didn't go beyond fourth grade. Because you can't understand it, it must be fake.
And there's so many people doing AI stuff that you're going, what's real, what's not real?
That's what I was just thinking. I'm like, I don't trust any video anymore.
Yeah. Now people are making AI of the astronauts floating in the capsule and then making AI make it look like they're in front of a green screen.
Yes.
Oh,
so
wow.
So that they can fake it. So we've got AI faking that they're faking it.
The whole world is an illusion. We don't know what's going on.
Nothing's real.
Yeah. I guess Netflix is going to be showing it live.
Are they?
Yeah. So if you pay for that, you can go see it around noontime or so today.
Or on YouTube for free.
Yes, that's true. That's even a better plan.
Oh, really?
Follow the NASA channel. They stream it all. Yeah.
What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
Everybody's coming over for dinner and a movie tonight.
Nice.
So make something with chicken.
Okay.
And who knows what the movie is? That's always a mystery until it starts.
It starts and you're forced to watch it, whatever
it is.
Wait, who gets to
pick? I like that.
Tonight, I believe my son-in-law picks.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah, we don't say what the movie is because then somebody has a chance to like, well, I don't want to see that, so I'm not showing up. If you want the food, the free dinner, you've got to come, and then the movie just starts.
And then they strap you down to a table and have your eyes open like Clockwork Orange and make you watch it. Adam, our guest this morning, what are you doing today?
I'm going to be really domestic. I'm going to clean. I'm going to do some laundry, go grocery shopping, cook dinner. I'm sure there's a nap in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But just... At home, most of the time.
You're like some like mom in a 50s housewife sitcom.
If I had an apron, I would wear it and send you a picture.
I got to be a little bit domestic, too. Today, I'm going to be finishing mowing the lawn. We got an electric mower, and the battery ran out when I was about halfway done, so I recharged it, and I'll be doing the rest of it today.
They don't last at all.
No, so... You know, I think I'm going to have a project every day. I'm going to do like, you know,
right.
a fourth of the lawn every day.
just a constant mowing.
Yeah, it's nice.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky. And I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack. And guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.